Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, May 20th. I'm Mark Daniels. Milwaukee Brewers road trip continues with a stop in Atlanta. First of a four-game series against the Braves, who win 9-3. Willie Peralta started for the Brewers, but he gave up three runs, just two of them earned in five innings, scattering nine hits, walking four. Chris Davis with a two-run home run in the top of the fifth. Ryan Braun, a solo shot in the eighth, pulled Milwaukee to within 4-3. But then the Braves are up for five runs in the bottom of the eighth off Wei Chung Wang, who lasted just two-thirds of an inning, giving up four hits, two walks, a two-run home run to Justin Upton. Ryan Domet with a pinch hit, solo home run. And Lyle Overbay had to come off the bench and record the final out. First time he's ever pitched in his career, spanning 1,497 games, Overbay says. I'm not about to become the bullpen savior.
It's tough for a position player to, you know, to hit off that, but it's all fun and games. I mean, for in that situation, I mean, it's obviously not the right situation we want to be in, but to save a bullpen's arm for a day, that'll whatever we can do.
Brewers have dropped three in a row. They're 27-18. Their lead over St. Louis now 3.5 games. Giovanni Gallardo will face Julio Teheran in game two of the series on Tuesday night. Cincinnati Reds now 6.5 back of the Brewers. They beat the Washington Nationals 4-3 in 15 innings. Todd Frazier with the go-ahead two-run home run in the top of the 15th. Said it was a big finish to a strange night.
You know, it's crazy how the game goes. You're over three, and then you get three more bats in extra innings, and you go 3-for-3. So it was like a whole new game. You know, I got a ball up, elevated, and I tried to drive it, and, you know, just happy it went out.
And the White Sox beat the Royals 7-6, hitting three home runs. Cleveland over Detroit 5-4 in 10 innings. Michael Brantley ends it with a walk-off home run.
Every game we got to go with the same mindset. Never give up attitude. And just go out there every inning and just try to do the best we can for our team to score runs and manufacture runs however we can do it.
And Dallas Keuchel takes a shutout into the ninth inning, leading Houston over the LA Angels 5-2. Minor League Baseball, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and the Kane County Cougars rained out at Fox City Stadium on Monday night. They'll try and play a doubleheader on Tuesday afternoon. The NBA playoffs. Game one, Western Conference Final. The San Antonio Spurs beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 122-105. Tim Duncan has 27 points. Spurs score 66 points in the paint as the Thunder playing without their big man, Serge Ibaka. Duncan says that's where we had to attack.
We were taking what we were given. We knew we'd be able to get into the middle and attack a little more than we have. That's kind of what's been there historically against them, and we're just able to make some shots tonight.
Kevin Durant had 28 in the loss. The Thunder coach Scott Brooks says it won't be easy without Ibaka.
We're a no-excuse team. Serge is out. He's not coming back. We have to play better. We have to play better. We expect to beat one of the best teams in basketball.
Game two in the Eastern Conference Final Tuesday night, Miami in Indiana. Pacers taking game one over the weekend. It's also the draft lottery drawing. The Bucks had their worst season ever, 15-67, worst record in the association, but they'll have the best chance, 25%, of landing the number one overall pick when the ping pong balls are drawn on Tuesday evening. Stanley Cup playoffs, the New York Rangers go into Montreal and beat the Canadiens again 3-1. Max Pacioretty put the Canadiens on top in the first period, but 17 seconds later, Ryan McDonagh ties it. Rick Nash put the Rangers in front late in the first. Martin St. Louis as a tally in the second. Henrik Lundqvist with 40 saves in the victory. Lundqvist says, yeah, I was kept busy.
You have to go out and earn it every game. You know, it's the first two here, I think we play really well for the most part, and I had to make a couple saves here and there, but as a group, we play really well. I don't really think about what's in their head, what's their approach. I don't really care. I try just to focus on what I have to do.
Canadians will have to play without Carey Price, their starting netminder, injured in game one. Rookie Dustin Tokarski with 27 stops, but Josh Gorges says not going to be easy, down 2-0, losing both at home.
We just got to continue to stick to our game. We can't get frustrated. You know, we're going into New York fighting for our lives, and we got to play with that urgency, with that that bit of desperation and go at these guys.
Western Conference Final will resume on Wednesday night with the Blackhawks leading the LA Kings 1-0. News from the Green Bay Packers. Their rookie orientation camp was completed on the weekend, and general manager Ted Thompson has signed Oregon tight end Colt Laiarla, who was brought in on a tryout basis. Laiarla, with a checkered past with the Ducks program, had several run-ins over discipline, finally quit the team last fall, then was charged with cocaine possession. He has completed his rehab, and Thompson says it's worth the risk. We did our homework.
We did a lot of work on Colt. He's a very talented athlete. We interviewed him at the combine, went through all those procedures, talked to a lot of people. He's a young man that made some mistakes, and we felt like he was worth bringing in and taking a look at.
Packers also signed two more tryout players, Charles Clay, a safety from Hawaii, defensive end Luther Robinson of Miami. Third-round draft choice Kyrie Thornton, the defensive lineman from Southern Mississippi, has also agreed to terms, giving the Packers six of their nine draft choices signed. Number one pick, Clinton Dix. Second-rounder Davante Adams and third-rounder Richard Rodgers still in need of a deal. NFL owners conducting their spring meeting in Atlanta this week. Colts owner Jim Irsay with his first public comments since his arrest for driving under the influence and possessing a controlled substance. He has completed his rehab and now awaits discipline.
I've always thought, you know, it's a great privilege to be part of the NFL, and you don't take for granted every day. You know, you just treasure it, and it's a good feeling.
And the owners will settle a site for the 2018 Super Bowl this week. New Orleans, Indianapolis, and Minneapolis are in the running. The New York Racing Association says it will allow California Chrome to wear a nasal strip in the Belmont race June 7th. Change of policy for the New York Racing Association. Nasal strips had been considered banned equipment, but they say they will allow all horses to wear the strips. California Chrome has worn a nasal strip in each of his six starts, which include victories in the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, trying to become the first horse since affirmed in 1978 to win the Triple Crown. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.